Houston, we'll start the 16 millimeter going here, and then.
Hey, give me a hack.
We may have to change magazine.
Roger, I'll keep track.
I'll give you a hack.
And if you have a free minute, we would like some commentary on the depth of the Met track.
Well, it's a nice. Let us take a picture for it after a while, so we can see the Met tracks clear back to the limb. They're about 3/4 of an inch deep.
Roger.
Get any closer without putting on that crater. That's fine right there, Al. Okay. I can see that this is going to be a considerably slower process than I expected.
Have you started it yet, Al?
Stand by. Mark. Camera's running 6 frames per second.
Roger. You're about 2.9 minutes behind the timeline at this point, over.
Okay. Okay, Ed is working on the central station, and I'm going over for the sub-ballot. Houston, the RTG cable temperature is 175 degrees.
Roger, out.
Apollo Control, Houston, 2 hours, 28 minutes now since cabin depress. Shepard Mitchell will deploy the experiments before powering up the central station.
Intercept Pilot is deployed northeast of the central station.
Roger out.
Houston, the current reading is 8.
Understand, 8 amperes before pressing the switch.
That's affirmative.
Roger. Houston, for your information, the 16mm camera is out of film at this time.
number two is screwed up. Let's see about see if mine's any better. I got to do at this point. Just lift it up, I get it.
Houston, could you give us some more details of your problem? Is that the side from the sub pallet you're working on?
It's the side void bolt that's hitting back in the corner. Apparently got full of dirt, Bruce, and we're having a devil of a time getting it off.
Roger.
The one that's deep in the back. Just can't feel it any longer.
Roger.
Let's do this. Hold it essentially level. Oh, good. Get the sun shadow in there, and you had it for a minute. drag the connector through the dirt. Can't you loop your thing underneath the tape? Pull it up. There you go.
This is Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, your 16 millimeter has been running about 9 minutes now since it ran out of film. We're using juice on the battery. And also, we'd like to get the MET turned a few degrees. We've got a specular reflection coming right back at the TV camera. Over.
Okay, we'll do that right now, Bruce.
Okay.
Roger, go ahead.
Shutting switch is depressed. I'll be able to read it in a minute, I think.
Is that better on the reflection, Houston?
Yes, indeed. That's much better.
Okay. Camera's off.
Roger.
Charlie is off. Magazine Echo Echo will be going on.
Roger, Esmeralda, Ecuador.
He's got a checklist beside him. He's got those. There's no way you can beat him at that game.
You better believe it.
What have they done to deserve this?
Just wait till you get to JJ.
I'm nervous already.
Okay, F8, 6 frames per second, 250th.
Roger, give me a hack when you started.
Okay, Bruce.
Houston, I verify that the switch number 5 is clockwise. Roger, Ed.
Harper Geophone. It's coming off now.
Roger. Al, this is Houston. Could you tell us where you are in the SIDE or PSC sequence?
Yes, sir. The lights in the SIDE have been deployed. PSC Stua is being placed 10 feet north of the central station.
Roger.
Harper is stowed on the map. I had to get the first geophone out in order to get it there, but we'll take care of that in a few minutes.
Roger, Ed.
There comes the task that tries men's patience. Getting the mortar pack off, and it's coming off now.
Okay, Ed, you're about 1/7 the height of our picture.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Banana, yep. Okay. Stacks. reverse the mortar pack is in place.
Roger. And Terry, those numbers compare very well with our predictions, and it looks like you're going right down the old line.
Very good.
And just by way of reference, I show you about 3-8 minutes behind the nominal timeline at this point.
Sitting there, it won't look. for yourself. A little tarnished now, but that's all extremities, huh?
At Houston, you confirm interim or initial mortar pack deployment?
That's affirmative, I confirm it.
Roger.
And it's lined up almost due north, Bruce, in order to have a free flight away from all craters I can see and still miss the ridge they were worried about.
Roger, we copy.
Keep you honest, Al is operating in the central station at the moment.
Roger, honest Al.
Mitchell Station, and that's one for the troops on the ground.
Okay, we're watching.
Can you actually see it from there?
I couldn't see it move up. I can see something, so to speak, flapping in the breeze. I guess that's the foil.
Flapping in the what?
Just for a couple of minutes.
Roger it.
between low and intermediate now.
Roger, Ed.
And I'm going to take the penetrometer measurement now, Houston.
Roger.
As I get ready for the bumper.
Honest Al, this is Houston. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you, Honest Dave. I'm in the process of leveling and aligning the antenna.
Roger.
unit.
Yep.
Okay. Back up your sight. I have my first geophone in the ground, and in this soft ground they go in vertically without any problem and they push right on in.
Okay, that's the 10-foot one.
That's firm.
Right.
Okay, Houston, the central station antenna is aligned. I'm going to turn switch number one clockwise. And switch number five counterclockwise. Are you with me?
I'm with you. Go.
Hey, Al, will you watch me, keep me honest here? Just a second. Number one clockwise. Counterclockwise. Okay, that's with the arbors.
Roger out.
I'm gonna start moving on, Al. Okay.
And Al, for your information, they're receiving a good signal back from the LSIP.
Way. phone is in. And I was a little bit overly optimistic about the ease with which it could be put in. The tension of the cable is such that it didn't want to allow the geophone to hang straight out of the set in the cable.
Roger, Ed.
It's heavy enough to straighten it out. But we got it in.
This wee stuff?
That's an editorial wee.
And are you getting the...
I was really referring to the end of the...
Are you getting the second flag in there?
I was really referring to the end of the thumper in the... Yeah, it's in.
Okay, the final deployment of the PSE gives us a shadow reading of 093.
Roger, 093 degrees and level, over.
093 degrees and level.
Beautiful.
Make that, you can call 093.5 if you want, Houston.
Roger out.
And the skirt is all deployed very nicely level. It's flat all the way around.
This is Ed. I'm at the end of my GFO line. Looking back over it, I see that the cable has knocked down the second flag. You want me to go back and look at it, or shall we try one shot and see if everything's working?
We just as soon go ahead and try a shot and see how it works yet. Have you got the third one in the ground yet?
Yeah, the third one's in the ground. Somehow or another, I'm tangled up on this cable.
Roger.
There we go. Okay, the LRQ is deployed 100 feet west of the central station. It is level. Sun index is zero. The cover is coming off now.
Roger, Al. And Ed, this is Houston.
The cover.
Whenever you're ready, we need to get a calibration on the geophone, so if you and Al would just stand still for a moment, then we can give you a go to commence something.
Okay. I'm standing still now. Okay, so is Al. The cover is off of the laser and it's completely clean.
Roger.
And it did not move during the cover removal.
Roger, Al. And if you can do it without moving around, we'd like to get an EMU status report.
Okay, this is Al. 3.75, volume 0%. I have no flags, mid cooling, and I'm comfortable. Everything is beautiful.
Roger.
Okay, this is Ed at 3.75, 34%, and mid cooling. No flags. Feel great.
Roger, got it. Ed, this is Houston. Your go for thumper activity. We will require that you and Al stop 20 seconds beforehand and let it quiet down. They're very sensitive.
Okay, you're getting them from all three geophones, Houston?
That's affirmative.
Okay. There goes the first one. Okay, do I need 20 seconds now, Houston?
That's affirmative.
Okay. Started counting.
Stand by.
Hey, I'm going to mosey on back and start taking pictures in the meantime.
Okay. This is Houston. We saw an arm and a disarm signal on that. We would like you to attempt to fire squib number one again at the same location. Over.
Okay, I haven't moved. Al, if you'll hold your position, we'll give another go at it. Okay, I'm steady.
Roger, very good.
Okay, that's a hard trigger, so that was the problem.
We copy.
Again, okay. Houston, did you know that they were filming that last magazine at 6 frames per second? Did you take that into account?
That's affirmative. 6 frames per second was
okay,
nominally 16 minutes, and we ran for almost 20.
Okay, the little ball indicator was unindicating empty. Okay. Stay out. I'm ready for another one. Go.
Affirmative, counting from one, you're on number five. Counting from zero, you'd be on number four. Over.
Okay. Give me the count from zero. that's what I'm marking on.
Okay, from zero, you're on number four.
Okay, Al, I'm ready. Hey, I'm ready. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not fighting you. Okay, Ed, what I meant was the next geophone line station was the next initiator.
Okay.
So, using initiator number five...
Let me try this. Say again what you want me to do, Bruce.
Okay, using...
both number four and number five.
Using your initiator number five, you ought to move on to the next station, which will be the sixth position, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and try it again.
Okay.
And Ed and Al, for your information, you've been out 3 hours and 35 minutes. And you're about 35 minutes behind the nominal timeline with a half-hour extension expected.
Roger. Okay, Al, I'm ready to try it again. Okay, go ahead, Ed.
That one at the same location.
Roger. 1, 3, 4.
Okay, and hold an arm for 10 seconds.
Okay. Let me reinitiate the arm.
Roger. 10 seconds, please.
I told it I was going to break it in half if it didn't fire on that one. Okay, I'm ready for the next one. Okay, go ahead. Okay, here we go.
Ed, this is Houston. Now we would like you to proceed to the central geophone, that is geophone number 2. Select igniter number 11, or make that igniter number 10 by your count, and fire that one off, over.
Is that the one I'm firing right now?
That's affirmative.
All right, just about to push the trigger.
Which one pulled out?
The middle geophone. Is it not in the ground?
Okay, if you can re-emplace it, do so.
I shall. This ground is so soft that apparently the just the tug on the cable lifted it right out.
Al, this is Houston. What are you photographing now? Over.
Right now I'm taking the distance shot back to the left from the RTG.
Roger out.
Coming down to photograph the side.
Roger.
Number 11 it is.
Roger. Be your igniter number 10, and you're at the second geophone.
Okay, that's firm. Al, I'm ready when you are. Go ahead.
This is Houston. We're expecting you to thump at each station from there on in.
Houston, here's number 11 coming up.
Roger.
Number 13, Houston.
Roger. We need to have you stand still again.
Okay.
And I show that you ought to be on your igniter number 14, Ed, unless that was one you last used. Next GFO, next position. Or not next GFO, next station, next whip.
Yeah.
and good shot on your igniter 17, 16.
That's fine. Okay, go ahead.
Positions do you have to go?
Well, about 20, and I'm on my last position.
Beautiful.
I'm at the last geophone.
Beautiful.
And, okay. That says we got a shot to spare, but we must have had 22 charges.
Ed, this is Houston. We'd like both of you to stand still for a minute here until we get a calibration curve.
Okay.
And bear in mind that you told me you started with charge number 0, so 0 to 20 is 21 charges, and we come out even.
Yeah, I understand that. I've never seen one fire on 0 before. I've never fired flight hardware before.
Now, are you both holding still for the calibration here?
Affirmative. that the pumps are running on our plant.
Well, I wouldn't want you to shut those off.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead with the last shot, Ed.
Okay, here we go. I'm ready. Change in strategy here.